It is Vossie and the Missile, James Magnusson. Today, James, the judger of fashion, he voted Keon Koloamatangi the worst dressed. Impressive South Sydney back row, but turned up with a bum bag last night with the clothes on, the clobber on. And Angus Crichton, the White Sox, he got downvoted. And Ivan Cleary made the worst dressed three when Michelle Bishop had him as number one. So we have some great difference of opinion here. Michelle Bishop, sports update for Search Before You Dig. Before you dig, you've got to go to the website, byda.com.au. Michelle, you are opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to fashion with James Magnusson this morning.
Talk about digging it. I thought the man bag was really good on Keon. He pulled it off rather nicely. It wasn't just any old cheap, you know, bag from the market. It was an expensive, like, Louis Vuitton or something, wasn't it?
I think it was a...
Not into my fashion.
Looking at the pattern...
Burberry. I think it was Burberry.
Yeah, Burberry. I'm thinking Burberry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I love the fact that Appy Carousel, he ended up, had a flash of... He had a little green bow tie and his wife was dressed in green and he said he really went to a lot of planning, you know, to get that look. And, yeah, the boys... I loved how the boys really got involved in all of it last night. It was fantastic.
Now, we haven't spoken much about... There's a lot of discussion, obviously, around Nico Hines winning... the Dally M medal, both positive and some negative. But around the NRLW Dally M medal winner, Racine McGregor from the Sydney Roosters, taking the top gong last night.
Guys, what an awesome story. Look, for the both of them, an incredible journey. As you say, we've discussed Nico. It's quite well documented about his upbringing and well documented his mum had troubles with addictions and things. But a really great story with Racine as well. She started off the year, last year she was with the Broncos and she suffered a really bad knee injury. She couldn't get a club this year. She really battled. No one wanted to sort of, you know, gamble signing her and you know, her knee letting her down again. But she had a chat with John Strange, the coach of the Roosters, who obviously took out the coach of the year in the NRLW last night. And he sort of said, look, you know, come and train with us. You probably won't get a start. You might come off the bench. And to beat that and all the challenges she's had with her knee injury, to come out as the game's top female player, absolutely unbelievable. It was quite emotional. We talked about how proud she was when she was on stage, and her mum started yelling out, "I'm proud, I'm proud." It was just a really special moment for the family. Then she ended off her speech by saying she looks forward to whacking on that Kiwis jersey for the World Cup. But a true story of resilience, you know, without a club at the start of the year and then taking out the main prize.
Did I hear... I thought I'd heard Michael Carriana say that it was Southwell from the Knights won the award. Did she win a different...
No, she won the rookie. She won the rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year.
17 years of age. Yeah. Young halfback.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Mm. I was surprised that a Roosters player didn't win that, given they were undefeated in the regular
season. The
rookie season.
Of the year?
No, well, no, no. The player of the year.
You know, Racine's, yeah, she's a Rooster. Really tough for her,
Dragons.
She said, to fall short. No, it's really tough for her to fall short. She said that they really had felt that they could have gone, you know, all the way. But unfortunately, that's not the case. And it's Parramatta and the Knights showcasing their talents on Sunday in the NRLW.
There you go.
Unpopular opinion. I don't believe there should be acknowledgement of leading try scorer in the NRLW. I don't think there should be a trophy for 5 tries. I'm sorry, I'm just being honest. I know that you're
maybe
trying to mirror the men's and the Ken Irvine medal winner, and you have Alex Johnson get up and be interviewed and talk about his 30 tries, and then in the NRLW acknowledge a player who scored 5. I don't think there needs to be a leading try scorer acknowledged in a competition that short. Down the track there will be as the competition gets longer, but I'm just putting that out there that 5 tries... get you a trophy. No, I can't.
Funny you should say that, Vossie, because the question was posed to the girls last night also about the Dally M medal and then should that be renamed for the women. And look, I just think it's fantastic that we're being able to celebrate. It's getting down to a few nitty-gritties, choosing that sort of option. Where the NRLW is celebrated, it's very inclusive, it was all equal last night, it was absolutely fantastic. And maybe that will be the case a little bit, you know, down the track, but celebrate the way things are at the moment. I think it's fantastic.
All right, in 60 seconds, Michelle, Rory McIlroy taking a different stand on the current storm between the PGA and LIV Golf. He's had a bit to say.
Yeah, I guess it's fair to say that he could quite possibly be flying the white flag for peace. He believes men's professional golf can be cohesive again. And obviously this is after the ugly war between LIV Golf and the USPGA. But he's sort of saying if we can send rockets to the moon, bring them back again and have them land on their own, I'm sure we can figure out how to make professional golf cohesive again. He's suggesting everyone cool their heels, lay off the legal action, sit down and be adults and let's chat about it. Big turnaround.
I don't know about that. Just throw more money at it,
perhaps. I don't think it's about to happen anytime soon.
Yeah. Michelle, we can't wait for your next update. Can you arrange for an exclusive interview with Mano the Butcher there at Pride's Butchery at Narellan with the blue and gold sausages? Can we have an exclusive with Mano on the program?
Tragic Eels supporter. I'll have him in the next hour.
And can you taste test one? I want a review on these blue and gold sausages.
I'm about to go live on Sunrise with that right now.
Oh, beautiful. We'll be watching.
Okay, that's coming up on the program. Thanks, Michelle. Before you dig, check the website, byda.com.au. Do not dig blind. It is for your own safety. Coming up to 6 minutes to 8.